Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
I'm Max, and cats are feline mammals.
And are annoying if you're allergic to them.
Yeah, but they're wonderful if you're not. I mean, except for the annoying ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Your cats are annoying. They know I'm allergic to them, and they fuck with me.
Critter and Molly do, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, they know. And now, they know.
And now this one right here, Darwin.
How many cats do you guys have?
We have three.
Jesus.
We recently had four for
you're
a little
lucky
while,
you're not single. You're lucky
three.
You're not single.
If I was single, I would cap it at one. I would have one dog and one cat, and that would be it.
Yeah, you'd be the crazy cat man.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. if my wife died, one of the first things I would do.
Get rid of those fuckers.
Well, I mean, I would keep Molly. I love that fucking cat. But
hey, this is a podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
We got a little shit because we didn't mention that at all on the last episode.
Well, ooh.
We were a little out of practice, too. We hadn't done an episode in probably probably about a month and a half.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
Yeah.
Shit happens.
Yeah, get over it.
So.
We're here.
We're here now. And you know what? We're talking.
Yeah, feeding your ears.
To you about nothing.
And making you think of something.
There, he said it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I was, you got me all out of whack because of the negative comment. And I was like, I was going to say something witty right there. And I was just fucking out of whack because of this negative ass comment.
What negative comment? I didn't make a negative
fucking
comment.
Not you. The people that were like, oh, you didn't do your thing at the beginning of the episode. Blah, 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 blah. You got to do it every episode. Blah, 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 blah.
Man,
blah,
blah, blah, blah. Don't let the masses get you down.
You know what the worst people in the world are?
Internet trolls?
Well, yeah, internet trolls are pretty bad. But podcasting people that think they could sell you something and they have like 100 followers.
Okay.
And dude, it's just ridiculous. And that's what that comment was from, with some guy that wanted to try to sell me a course.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that topic, we're sponsored by Mind Grinder Coffee.
That's where I was going.
Yes.
Right? Before I got in that little rant guy with 100 followers that wants to sell me a course. Anyway. Yeah. Sponsorship. www.mindgrindercoffee.com.
Yeah. Go.
Get some.
Yeah.
$15, man. You get a 16-ounce bag of coffee.
Fucking do it.
You pay $5 for shipping. I think it comes out to like $25. You buy two bags, right?
Yeah.
You use the code free shipping 24 at checkout. You get free fucking shipping.
Free fucking shipping.
We haven't raised our prices throughout this whole inflation thing.
Yeah.
So buy some coffee, man.
Yeah.
It's good coffee.
Yeah.
I say it every week.
Yeah.
Or every other week.
We say it
every
when we
two
say
weeks.
It. Look, you know, if you're a listener, you know that Mind Grinder Coffee is good coffee. So get some and fucking drink it.
Yes.
If you haven't.
And if you get some starting in April, we're going to have our Keurigs out starting in April. So that's what I decided on.
Oh, you're going to have K-Cups, huh?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. I talked about it last episode, so we don't need to get into it. But it's going to be worth it, man. You get your K-Cup, any of you Keurig drinkers out there. Oh, I'd get your coffee if you had Keurig. Well, guess what? I have it now. So.
You know what would be fun?
Huh?
So if you put some ketamine in a K-cup and you had a K-cup to get a K-hole?
Sure, man.
Like a K-cup, put you in a K-hole.
Sure.
And you were just okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
We could do that. Yeah, man. So, yeah, I had that guy trying to sell me a course. What else is going on? What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, training at the post office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been going on for a while, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, they want to make sure that I am trained, so they train me.
So, are you the only person that started recently, or is there, like, other people that have started with you that are being trained as well?
At my office, there's one other guy, but he's a city carrier, and I'm a rural carrier.
So, is he already out there in the world?
Well, no, we're just being trained by two different people for two different routes.
But shouldn't, if you're a covering guy, like, if you're on-call covering guy, shouldn't you know the city routes, too?
I don't fucking know. I'm look,
that would make sense to me.
I think I'm gonna get more calls.
I think you are too,
from other post offices with more rural routes than my post office that I work at with its one rural route.
I think as soon as you're done training, they're gonna be like, oh, this guy's on call, let's call him.
Yeah, one already tried to call me in, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry, I'm busy, but please keep me in mind for later.
There you go. That's the polite way to do it.
Yeah.
Not, oh man, you know, I would, but my fucking gangrene has come back. I can't fucking see myself coming in today.
Yeah, it's been my experience as an adult that when I just tell the truth and express my desires, you know, things generally work out. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I have other plans, but please keep me in mind.
Yeah. If you remember being younger, though, all the fucking excuses you'd come up with
for no reason.
For no reason.
Looking back on it, it's like, why the fuck did I have to do that?
My third cousin twice removed from my mother's side has fucking cancer, and I need to fly to fucking Toronto to fucking deal with it.
I could have just said, oh, no thanks. But instead I made up this whole fucking thing,
and now I have to talk about this fucking third cousin that doesn't exist from Toronto.
And I have to avoid the neighborhood where they wanted me to work because you know they'll see me.
Hey, as your third cousin from Toronto, what? That's how you get caught in a lie, right? Is you don't keep it up. And one day you got your guard down.
Yeah.
And you're fucking humming along.
Yeah.
Bebopping along.
Somebody asks you about your third cousin from Toronto.
How's that cancer? And you're like, what are you talking about? Third cousin from Toronto.
Yeah. But then like, if you remember in time and they're like, you know, the one with the cancer, you'd be like, oh, yeah, he's dead. I don't have a third cousin from Toronto anymore.
Thanks for bringing that up, guy. Yeah. Sweet, man. Yeah, I think you're going to get called a lot as soon as you're done training. And people are going to be like, dude, we need you in good old Sebastopol, USA.
I'm going to be a highly sought after fucking expert in rural letter carrying.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what was it? You know what I had this thing come up a couple weeks ago? I didn't have anything come up. I don't know why I led that way, but I was talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And they were talking about a friend of theirs.
Okay.
So this is how it goes. They were talking about a friend of theirs who was so aghast.
Yep.
Aghast. Like that's the word they used. That they had to actually go out in the world.
All right.
Resume in hand and go into businesses and hand in their resume to get a job.
Yeah. I've in this last year done that.
Right. But dude, people are like, they're like, oh, this is so low. Why do I have to like so entitled? They're like, why do I have to
search for a job
and
put myself out there?
Why do I have to bring, I emailed them my resume already. I mean, I don't see why I have to bring it in myself.
Yeah. Maybe
it's like, dude, I'm going to sound like an old fuck again.
Just do it.
Back in my day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you didn't have to start it like that, but all right, continue.
Back in my day, you whippersnapper.
Yeah.
That's how you got a job, man.
Yeah.
We didn't have no email. We didn't have no cell phones. You fucking went out. You were on the pavement handing out resumes. Yeah. If you were lucky to have a resume. If not, you just fucking took one blank application, went over to the copy store and made you a bunch of copies of that one fucking application.
The copy store. Yeah.
You remember those?
Yeah.
Before Kinko's, they used to have local copy stores for like 50 cents.
Yeah. And you just said before Kinko's, but Kinko's hasn't been a thing for like at least a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were still around, or they get bought up by FedEx.
They got bought by FedEx, and now it's FedEx office.
Oh, that's right.
You go up to some Gen Z person and be like, hey, man, Kinko's. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about,
old
Kinko's?
Man?
What the fuck is Kinko's?
Old man.
Yeah.
Fucking old man. But anyway, so my friend had to like talk his friend down from the like this ledge and be like, that's how you got to go get a job. And she was just like, dude, I got a master's degree in fucking theater. Sorry, that always makes me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all I want to do is make TikTok videos.
I have a master's degree in theater, and all I want to do is make TikTok look, somebody made some bad life decisions, and now she has to go out and hope that she's qualified enough to work at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Starbucks.
Yeah.
Or Pete's.
Yeah. Because she has that degree, you know, they'll be glad to put her in management eventually.
Yeah.
If she's not shitty.
But I don't know why it makes me laugh. Like he's like, yeah, she has a master's degree. She was like making a big deal because she had a master's degree in theater.
In theater. Yeah. That's not, that does not impress employers.
Who tells people like when you go to college? See, this is who tells you when you go to college, you know what, you should really get a master's degree in theater.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what good is that going to serve you?
Well, I think the only people who might tell you that would be like theater professors whose job it is to...
And theater people that think you suck?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that too.
And if you had a master's degree, like, it's okay. I have a master's degree in theater. It's okay that I suck. And I never got a good part.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it kills me that people that go to college these days are going for shit like theater.
Well, most people are still going for practical things.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people end up with a master's degree in theater.
I don't know why. Every time you say a master's degree in theater, I start laughing. Yeah.
You know, I understand getting your degree and it's in theater, and it doesn't really matter that it's in theater, because with a bachelor's degree, you can get a job doing almost anything.
Right. And then if you want to do something more, get a more practical degree, you can off of that bachelor's degree.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But a master's degree in theater?
Yeah, that's like you went to four extra years of school?
Yeah, at least two.
At least two extra years of school.
And all that is going to help you do is be... just say you can't do anything with a master's degree.
What's the other one?
You can't even get a job in the theater with a master's degree in theater. Gonna need a fucking resume with experience.
Yeah, there's another one too that's a worthless degree that people always get.
There's plenty of them.
I know, but there's one that's like, oh yeah, an arts major.
Liberal arts is handy. Yeah. Arts. Yeah. Look, liberal arts, a bachelor's in liberal arts is handy. Tons of people will hire you with a bachelor's in liberal arts to do almost anything that's not like a STEM career.
Right.
But if you get a master's degree in liberal arts, again, that's fucking useless.
Yeah. I can see if you get a liberal arts degree and you bounce that up to something else you want to get a master degree in. You know what I mean? Like, you already have your bachelor's in liberal arts. I know a lot of people that have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'll just get a liberal arts degree.
Yeah.
And then I'll just get a master's in something else.
Yeah. Employers.
I couldn't deal with that much school, bro.
It's a lot of school. Like employers like a liberal arts bachelor because they get kind of like a blank slate.
They're right.
Like, we know you have what it takes to graduate college so we can mold you into something.
Yeah. But it's just like, cause I remember being in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, my college experience was going later as an adult, an older adult, and being like, and realizing I tell this story all the time, but I remember turning in a paper and my teacher saying something to the effect of, you know, when you got to do these reports for a real job. And it just dawned on me, dude. I'm like, I don't want to fucking sit in an office and fucking do reports.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that at all.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that.
And I dropped out of college that fucking day.
Well, goddamn. All right.
I was like, I'm done. But it also is one of those things where I got this experience in school where it like opened me up to different, I say it all the time. It's like, it opened me up to different ideas and different philosophies. And I think that's the good part of going to college, right? It opens you up to a bunch of different things that you probably wouldn't get.
It fucking expands your horizons.
Yeah. And I think I think if you have the opportunity, you should go.
Yeah.
But don't get a master's degree in theater.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it for fun if that's going to be fun to you. Right. But don't get a master's degree in theater thinking that that's going to be helpful in life.
And you want to do TikTok videos for a living.
You want to do TikTok videos for a living. You really could just take a couple of courses at the community college in like video editing.
Yeah.
And
you could even do it online.
Yeah. And then just hope that you have what it takes to get fucking teenagers to fall in love with you or whatever the fuck that is about.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing. I use it mostly for entertainment purposes.
Me too.
Because there's a lot of funny fucking shit on TikTok.
There's a lot of great shit on TikTok.
And there's a lot of fucking weirdos on TikTok.
There's a lot of fucking weirdos
on TikTok. There's these guys that look like they're fucking from some weird ass little town that you read about in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Like they look like they're in, like, I'm going to sound like an asshole just for a minute.
Uh-huh.
They look like they're inbred.
Okay.
Okay. And well, I don't know why I want to say West Virginia. They're somewhere in the United States. Okay.
You keep talking. Callie, come here.
They're inbred. And here's the thing. They talk about being alpha males and you can't take them seriously. Like, you just can't take them seriously when they bring up their alpha male stuff, because they don't look like alpha males. And don't get me on a rant about alpha males, because I've been dealing with that a lot too for some reason lately. I've been dealing with these fucking alpha males again.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous fucking thing. The alpha male thing.
Yeah, because dude, it's like they just go after these women that are just trying to make a living, and they're like, oh, you're not a value woman. Yeah. And I'm like, this one cat was messaging me because he was trying to get on our show. Because I actually posted we were looking for guests, right? And I checked out his stuff, and I was like, no, he's not going to be on our show. Because he wants to actually, like, really debate. And we're not doing real debates.
Right.
We're doing ridiculous debates.
Yeah.
But he was one of those fucking, he couldn't be more older than, like, 20 years old.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's just regurgitating all this fucking viral fucking alpha male shit that he heard from somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you have no actual experience to back the half of these dudes that say all this shit. They have no fucking actual experience.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. The alpha male fucking movement, I'll call it a movement. The alpha male movement is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. But I don't want to get a tangent about that, because I was talking about TikTok being entertaining.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And it's entertaining. Yeah. Right? If you don't take it seriously.
Well, that's the key.
Right.
But, you know, so there's some stuff on there that you can, like, it's not necessarily light, but it's really fucking cool.
Right.
So my recent I don't know how TikTok got me onto this, but it's been Red Hot Chili Peppers TikTok. Dude, I'm loving it, man. Nice. I'm like, I'm watching the drummer drumming. I'm watching the guitarist guitaring.
Are you watching Flea Basin?
I'm watching Flea Basin. I'm watching Mustache Man singing.
Mustache Man.
Yeah. I don't know
That's
why.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know why he decided to grow a mustache, but he did. And anyway, and fucking, like, I'm realizing something that I never realized before. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are fucking great musicians.
Yeah, they are.
It's
nobody's ever said they're bad musicians. It's just sometimes they like doing the fucking same song over and over again.
Yeah. Also, yeah.
And they're not as bad as like U2.
Not you, man. Fuck U2. I cannot.
Dude, I fucking hate U2.
U2 is just terrible. And maybe they're good musicians too. I don't know. But but every time I hear U2, I'm like, oh, Bono, you whiny little bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Incubus, man.
I would rather listen to a Nickelback song any day of the week than listen to a fucking U2 song.
Nickelback's pretty good. People hate them.
I'm not a big Nickelback fan. I really am not.
I'm not either.
But I would listen to a Nickelback song over a U2 song.
I think I know why people don't like Nickelback. And I think it's ridiculous. But I think I figured it out.
It's the same reason they didn't like Creed.
No, different reason. Maybe a similar reason. But okay, what do you think it is?
I think it's just because they got really popular and they had a heavier sound. And most people that listen to hard rock or metal, they're fucking in their little world of hard rock and metal. And when somebody becomes big, you're like, oh, they suck.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Like, fucking, for a while, I was into jam bands and shit.
I remember.
Yeah. And people were always like, oh, Blues Traveler, they're such sellouts. And I'm like, no, man. Blues Traveler had a successful album. They're not sellouts.
They had one hit song.
They're fucking good musicians who had their 15 minutes. There's a difference between that and being a sellout.
Yeah, there is. There's a huge difference.
You want a sellout? My favorite band when I was like 13 years old was The Offspring. And I'm just gonna go ahead and say, yeah, they're sellout. They're good. They're good.
No, they're totally sellouts.
They sold out like motherfuckers. Yeah. Yeah.
But your reason for why people don't like Nickelback.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Here's what it is. So there was a little something behind it, like what you said.
Right.
You know, it's like they got a hard noise and then like, but here's what I think it is. Back in the day, around the same time that Nickelback got big, there was a very popular sitcom called Scrubs. And one of the characters on Scrubs hated Nickelback.
And it came from that guy?
And I think it came from that guy. And I think there were enough Scrubs people who loved Scrubs that like retold the Nickelback joke.
Yeah, I could see that.
And it just sort of caught on.
Yeah, I can see that. I think they get, I think if they went away, like if they just went away for a few years, in like 5 years or whatever, they'd be like having a resurgence like Creed's having right now.
Well, they, and I could be wrong about this, but didn't they already go away for like a decade?
No, they've been pretty consistent about releasing music.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, because I haven't heard anything from
they're on a smaller label. See, I know shit that I shouldn't know about Nickelback. Anyway, they're on like a smaller label now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the other thing that ruined them is because they were on a pretty fucking big label when they first came out. And that song, How I Remind You, you got played on MTV like fucking every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's another reason why people hated Nickelback. Same reason why they hated Three Doors Down is because those songs just got fucking and that rock in that 2000-ish range wasn't good. Because you had bands like Nickelback and you had bands like Three Doors Down who weren't really a rock band, but everybody was like, oh, they're like a new rock band. And no, Three Doors Down kind of sucks.
I can't even think of a single Three Doors. I mean, I'm familiar with the name of the band.
Call me Superman.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here without you, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And you had those kinds of bands.
Yeah,
and you
background music. Yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah, you had the Matchbox 20s of the world. You had those kinds of bands, which I didn't mind Matchbox 20 too much. They wrote good songs. But you had all that stuff, and MTV was like, oh, this is the new rock movement of the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And they played those videos constantly. And that's why I think a lot of people fucking hate that kind of music now.
All right.
And Creed was in there, and all those bands were in there.
Yeah.
That's why people were like, I don't like any of those bands.
Yeah, people hate on Creed, and Creed's fucking great, man.
Yeah, and they fucking just sold out a world tour when they announced a reunion.
I believe it.
It's because when kids were into Creed, are now adults.
Yeah.
And they can afford.
Yeah, and
they don't give a fuck anymore about what people think.
They're grown up enough to not be embarrassed to be a fan of Creed, yeah.
Yeah. I was like that. I was like that with a lot of bands. Like, I'm not embarrassed to like, you know, like a couple episodes ago when I was talking about how I liked NSYNC, I'm not embarrassed about that anymore. Where before, to keep my metal Creed, I wouldn't say anything about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah. NSYNC's lame, but I love the Backstreet Boys.
See, I could dig on some Backstreet too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. Some chick I was dating a while back when the boy band thing was going on, that's all she listened to.
Yeah.
And so in order to make the relationship work, I wouldn't say seeing, but we were doing our thing.
Yeah.
In order to make it work, in order to like listen to some heavy metal and maybe to get some, I had to listen to some boy bands, and it slowly creeped in that I was like, oh, this isn't actually half bad.
Dude, Backstreet Boys got some fucking earworms.
Yeah.
They dig into you. Backstreet's back. All right.
Yeah. They have that one song, Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely.
Yeah, man. Fucking Backstreet
Gets me every
Boys.
Time. Gets me every time, dude. Yeah. That song gets me every time. Gets me every fucking time. So, yeah, man. There's that. I think I'm done on that tangent.
All right.
I just want to say that MTV in the early 2000s just fucking ruined a lot of music.
I had the privilege recently.
Privilege?
I was in a restaurant with people.
Oh, wow.
And there was a TV at the other end of the restaurant, and it had some MTV bullshit on.
Right.
And so I was watching it, and I was like, MTV somehow has managed, though they're always like kind of like just after the cutting edge of what's hip, you know? They've managed to do essentially the same thing, and that's just pander to the fucking like teenage bullshit of pre-teens. The world. Yeah.
That's how all those boy bands and girl bands and all that stuff got big, is because they marketed really smartly.
Yeah.
But it also was like the end of MTV at that point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it stopped being music television. Yeah. I don't think, I mean, after they remember Total Request Live.
Yeah.
And how that was basically I don't know how it started, but by the end, it was just like a bunch of like super poppy bullshit.
Yeah.
But I always fucking watched Total Request Live to see if my favorite band was going to make it.
Yeah. And you're like, fucking never did.
Nah, hey, man, The Offspring got on there.
Yeah, because they had that song Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Oh,
fuck yeah. And then...
I saw them in concert around then, too.
Yeah. How were they in concert?
They were pretty good.
Yeah, I believe
they were way better in concert than on record, if I remember correctly.
I mean...
But I saw them at the Warfield in San Francisco, which is always a good place. You could see a horrible band at the Warfield, but it'd still be a good show.
I believe it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like... The Warfield is such a great place to see live music.
Yeah. I think that's where the Sex Pistols last show was.
Yeah. It was Winterland or something like that.
Maybe it was Fillmore.
Yeah, Fillmore Winterland.
Fillmore Winterland? Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
All right.
So here's another thing, since we were talking about our ridiculous debate earlier, and I didn't want to get on that topic of alpha guys. So I was out recently with people, and I was... In one person I was with happened to order cereal. This is two weird things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been out with somebody and they just order a fucking bowl of cereal at a restaurant. That was weird.
Dude, I got go. What was the cereal?
I have no idea. She told him and he selected, I think it was like Pops or some shit like that. Some kid's cereal.
Corn Pops?
Corn Pops.
Fucking love Corn Pops.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing. So they bring him a couple of those little boxes, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he could pour it in himself.
Yeah.
Right? It's fucking weirdo, mm-hmm. because it's the only person I've ever been out to breakfast with. There's mm-hmm. a group of us, and it was the only time I've ever been out to breakfast with somebody, and they just fucking ordered cereal.
I mean, it's classic breakfast food.
I know, but it was weird, dude, because everybody else was getting like French toast and fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, eggs and shit.
Eggs and shit. Yeah. I can understand if maybe all he could afford was the cereal. I get it, but this guy, he looked like he was pretty well off. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
This guy... And he talked about how he was well off, too, which was super annoying.
Okay, yeah, that can be.
This guy pours his milk in his bowl first,
mm-hmm.
and then pours the cereal on top of the milk.
Maybe he just likes it to float.
Dude, I don't care what anybody says. I was going to do a debate about this, but I'm so fucking amped up about this. It's like that guy that doesn't put his socks in, like, the first two drawers of his drawers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you put your socks in, like, the fucking middle drawer or the bottom drawer.
Who the fuck does that?
Same guy that fucking pours milk in his cereal first.
Yeah. The drawers have specific... Do you know how... I'm just realizing this now, but how I've always organized my drawers?
How's that?
Top to bottom is first to last of what I put on.
Yeah. You go boxers, socks, t-shirts. And if you... I mean, I don't put jeans in a drawer. I hang my jeans.
Yeah. A lot of times I'll put my socks on last, but I take them out first because I want to fucking, like, the socks are kind of the foundation
of my
fashion, but the foundation of being clothed is the underwear and socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're a fucking psycho if you fucking have your socks in fucking the bottom drawer, the middle drawer. You're probably the same guy that, again, puts his fucking milk in his cereal first.
Yeah. See,
it blew my mind. Mm-hmm. So much so.
Yeah.
I asked him.
Yeah.
Do you do that all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, it was no big deal to him. Right.
Right.
And I'm like, do you always put your milk in first and then the cereal? And he's like, yeah, I've done it that way since I was a kid. And I didn't say this part out loud, but this is exactly what went through my mind when he said that. I was like, you're a fucking psycho.
You sick motherfucker.
You are a fucking psycho.
You goddamn fucking fuck.
I was going to do a whole debate on this, but I just can't do a whole debate on this because of how I'm so one-sided. I'm so one-sided on the fact that you should not, the cereal goes in and then you put the milk in. That's how it should go.
That is how, yeah.
You should put your cereal in, then your milk.
How do you even know how much milk to put in?
Right.
If the cereal's not in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Fucking psychos.
Yeah.
Psychos do it. That's how psychos do it.
That is how psychos do it.
That's it. That's how you know, ladies, if you're on a date with the guy and he fucking orders cereal for some reason, number one, that's a red flag.
That could be a red flag.
Number two, if he puts the milk in first, that's definitely a red flag.
That is definitely a red flag. That's the kind of guy who will kill your dog if your dog is like barking too much.
Or giving you too much attention.
Yeah. And he won't do it in anger or anything. He'll do it coldly because, hey, this dog has become a nuisance. Yeah. Let's make the nuisance go away. He's exactly. that kind of
yes,
person.
Yes. And then you're like at his house and you realize the true test to a psycho. You realize that he puts his fucking socks in the bottom drawer.
Yeah. You ask him why, he says, that's where my feet are.
Yeah. And that's how I've always done it.
And it makes a certain amount of sense. Hey, your feet are on the bottom. The socks are on the bottom. Right. But at the end of the day, you know.
You know,
a human being with human emotions puts their sock drawer in the top or second to top.
Yeah. See, I always go top drawer is underwear, second drawer is socks.
I usually keep my undies and socks in the same drawer, just on different, on different sides of the same drawer.
Right.
Right. So, right. So the left side.
Damn, dude.
Sorry. I'm getting excited and animated.
I know you are.
Knocking over my mic. The left side is underwear. The right side is socks.
Right.
And it's so simple.
Yeah, but dudes make, see, us dudes, we always make things complicated, but I think you could really tell a fucking psycho by certain traits of how he organizes his shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's too organized.
Fucking color coded and everything. Yeah.
Run. Just run.
Get the fuck out of there.
Because that guy is like the American Psycho in the movie.
Yeah.
He's probably not even, his name probably isn't Steve or whatever. He probably killed that dude and took over his life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
and he killed that dude's dog, not because, you know, of any emotional reason. It's just, it was kind of a yappy dog.
Yeah.
Which he found bothersome, so he just held it underwater. Until the bubbles stopped. Until the bubbles
stopped. Yeah. Yeah. Run.
Yeah. Run.
Just run. Even if you're like a dude and you're hanging out with the dude, you're hanging out with, he's your buddy, and you go to his house for the first time, you're like, I wonder why I've never been to this guy's house. We've been friends for like 4 years and he finally invited me over. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is kind of cool. He's invited me over for the big game or whatever, maybe a poker night or something.
Yeah.
You're like, this is kind of cool. You go there and you realize all of his stuff is in like perfect order.
Yeah.
And you're like, and it's clean. Every dude should be a little bit of a slob.
Yeah. And then in a prominent position on his mantle is this beautiful wooden cigar box. And you open it up expecting to find cigar. You know, he's out. He's in the bathroom. You're just poking right. around, you know, in the public space. So it's kind of okay.
Right. Getting ready to play some cards. Yeah. You're like, oh, there's cigars there.
Yeah. You open it up expecting to see cigars. But what do you see? Locks of hair. And you got to wonder, whose hair is this? And why is he keeping locks of hair?
I got to run. Yeah. I got to go, bro.
Time to go.
It's been fun. I might call you again. I might not. But I just, all of a sudden I got this fucking, this is one of those times you lie, right? Yeah. This is one of those times you make some shit up about your fucking second cousin on your mom's side in Toronto, fucking something.
Yeah, and hopefully you never see this guy again, so you don't have to back up the lie. Yeah.
You got a little food poisoning or something, you got to go.
You got to go.
Or you do the old standby where you pick up the phone and act like somebody's calling you and it's some kind of emergency, just bail.
Yeah.
If you're a girl, fucking kick that dude in the nuts and run.
Kick him in the nuts and run.
Run.
Yeah.
And scream for help.
Mm-hmm.
Because goddamn, the first sign of this, though, should be how he pours his cereal.
Yes.
Right? That's the first sign.
That's the first sign. If he puts the milk in first.
If he puts the milk in first.
I mean, we know what kind of person we're dealing
you're
with.
You're fucking done.
Yeah.
You're fucking done. Dude, it just blew my mind. Like, and this guy, for as much as he was talking about how well off he is, he could have been just bullshitting us. I never seen him before.
Okay.
He was a friend of a friend. You know how sometimes that shit happens when you go out for like breakfast or something with a group?
Yeah.
Somebody's like, oh, I got a friend of a friend. You know, my friend's going to come too. And it's like, okay, nobody's ever met him. And you're like, that guy's kind of weird.
Yeah. So I grew up in Southern Marin.
Right.
So I've been around a lot of wealthy people.
Yeah. But do they put the milk in the cereal first?
For the most part, they're normal human beings with feelings like you and me.
Right.
But one thing that they never talk about is just how wealthy they are.
Right.
Like, that's not breakfast conversation.
Most people I found that are like actually rich never mention the fact that they're rich.
Never mention it. No.
It's the people that fucking tell you, that tell you how much money, like say like, oh, I got fuck you money or whatever.
Yeah.
The people that boast about it.
Yeah.
Those are the people you got to be wary of.
Yeah. Either they're just lying to you or they've got some kind of pathology.
Yeah. Or they grew up so poor that the fact that they now have money, they like waving again in everybody's face.
Yeah.
But I can understand that one. I can understand being so poor that all of a sudden when somehow you come into a bunch of money and you're like, oh, I finally have money to go and do all this shit that I never thought I can do.
Mm-hmm.
That would kind of drive your ego a little bit.
Okay, I get that. Though I'll say like, but I didn't grow up poor. But like if I won the lottery.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't tell anybody.
See, I would probably do the same thing. I think I would help I'd help people out close to me with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it was younger me, like 10 years ago, even 10 years ago, I would have made a big deal about it. But now I don't think I would, because I've come to this place in my life where I'd rather be at peace
mm-hmm.
than fucking deal with a bunch of bullshit. And yeah. if I won the lottery, it would bring a bunch of bullshit.
That would bring a bunch of bullshit. Yeah.
That I didn't want to deal with.
Yeah.
And I've come to this thing, right? I've come to this realization because again, something that happened to me recently is I was kind of testing the dating waters again.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of testing the waters out. Went on a little date.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, dude, my dates never, I think they go okay, but this one was bad from the start.
All right.
Like, not bad, but it was just like, this is why I'm not doing this.
Right.
Right? It gave me a good indicator on why I'm not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Because this girl had... She, for her part, she had her shit together, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, almost retired. Like, you know, I'm at an age where people are starting to retire, but it's fucking weird. It's fucking weird, dude. And we were talking about, she was talking about her properties, all this other stuff. And I'm like, okay, properties, cool, whatever. And then she asked me questions that I don't like answering for some reason, but I'm honest and I'm not going to lie to her. And I was like, she's like, what kind of house do you live in? Where's your house at? And I'm like, I live in a house with roommates. Before I could even finish, she's like, oh, this isn't going to go any further. And I'm like, why is that? And she's like, because you have roommates, you're in your 50s. And I'm like, yeah, you don't want to hear why?
Fucking, so she's on the judgy side.
Yeah. And she was like, okay, well, just for entertainment purposes. Entertainment purposes. Yeah, she actually said it.
What?
Entertainment purposes. Why don't you tell me? And I was like, okay, here's the thing. I work strange hours, right?
Yeah.
I don't work a normal 9-to-5 job. And then she asked me what I did for a living, and I told her. And she's like, well, that's like a teenager's job. And I'm like, no, it's not. I help people.
Yeah.
Helping people is not a teenager's job.
Yeah.
I don't know where you got that from. But I don't like coming home and being alone. And she's like, oh, are you just uncomfortable with yourself? And I'm like, no, it's because I'm around, because of the people that I'm around at work, I need to come home and be around normal people.
Yeah.
And I need communication with normal people to like bring me down a notch mm-hmm. back to like reality. Because if I'm by myself, I will start spinning on a bunch of shit that I don't need to be spinning on.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to her. And she just kind of looked at me and I knew kind of right then the date was over.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, I guess we're just going to go our separate ways. And so I was talking to another buddy of mine about it, and he was like, so what'd you think? And I was like, I'm not going out on, I'm done, mm-hmm. right? I've said it before, I said it again. I'm like, until somebody's like, this chick is super cool, and she's totally nice, and she's whatever, I'm done.
Right.
I'm not going to, I value my peace, this is my point. I value my peace a little too much to fucking deal with bullshit. Like I said earlier, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to deal with somebody. I'm not going to deal with somebody judging me for the way I live my life. Like if you don't like it, you don't got to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Like that. I'm pretty cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm just not going to do it. And my buddy was like, well, you got to make changes to attract the people you want. I'm like, I don't want a person like that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd rather have somebody that's like accepting of the things that if I could accept them for what they do, why can't they accept me? Why do I got to change to be with somebody? That doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
It never has and never will.
Yeah.
So That's my thing, dude. I value my peace too much to, like, if I won the lottery, I wouldn't tell a bunch of people, right? If I'm going on a date, I don't want to deal with a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
In the first date. Like, let's go putt-putt golf. Let's go fucking do something fun.
Fucking, yeah. What did you putt-putt with this lady?
I mentioned it to her.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. That sounds like a little kid. That sounds like something my kids do.
Okay. Well, there's your first red flag.
Yeah. She was very fucking mature, dude. And I was like, this is not going to go anywhere. She's way too mature for me.
Yeah. Also, mature people don't hear something like, hey, let's do something fun and silly and be like, no, that's for children. That's what insecure people do.
Yeah.
Mature people say, yeah, fuck it. Let's have a bit of fun. See what happens. That's what mature people say.
Right. Yeah, dude. It wasn't a good feel for me.
Yeah.
And I deleted, after that, I deleted whatever dating app that was, and I've been off dating apps. This happened while you were gone, and all I didn't mention it, but I deleted all the dating apps. I was on two dating apps, deleted them all. And I'll tell you what, I've never been more at peace with myself and not worrying about having to be with somebody or how I'm going to go on a date. Like, if I don't want to go, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
If it's not worth my time, it's not worth my time.
Yeah.
And to get it on a gut level, like, I've thought it for a while, right? But to fucking get it, that incident got me on a gut level where I don't got to deal with this. I have a choice in life to, like, not deal with it. And I know I'm not going to be in a relationship with somebody like that.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, man, if you're a dude and you're looking for peace, start saying no to shit.
Start saying no to shit.
Say yes to things you want to say yes to, but start saying no to bullshit you don't want to deal with anymore.
Yeah.
That's my moral of the story right there.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Say no to shit you don't want to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be responsible. Yeah. Be responsible. Pay your rent, pay your bills. You got to do that shit.
Do that shit. But after that, fucking say yes to putt-putt. Say no to judgy bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. Say no to people that bring you down, man.
Yeah.
Don't let people bring you down.
And if you say, hey, man, do you want to get to know each other over some mini golf? And they say, no, that's something children do. Man, you know. That's how you know right away.
You know right away.
This person is not with it. Yeah.
You should be happy that I tried the putt-putt avenue.
You continue to try it.
Yeah.
That was your first red flag when she said no.
Right.
From right there, I could have told you this is probably not going
to
go anywhere.
Right. Yeah, dude, we wound up going to this place, this nice fucking place for fucking hors d'oeuvres. I should have known it was bad when she said you wanted to go to hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres?
Yeah, that's all we had was for these fucking calamaris. She had a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, if you drink around me, that's fine. I ain't judging. But ordering $45 worth of calamari is fucking ridiculous.
That is ridiculous, yeah.
But, dude, I was so out of place. I was so out of place. Business dudes in their suits, and I'm just like...
That's bullshit. Yeah, fuck that.
I'm there in my little collared shirt.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we're going to wrap this episode up.
All right.
This has been a good one.
Sounds good.
The moral of the story, don't sell out your peace, and don't fucking put your milk in your cereal first.
Well, no. Do what you want. Just understand that if you're the kind of person who puts their milk in their cereal first, we know what kind of person you are.
We know what kind of person you are.
Right.
Learn to blend in, man.
Whoa. Don't teach the sociopaths how to blend in. We want them to stand out so we can see them coming. We are the sheep. They are the lions.
That's like the person that orders a pizza and gets nothing on it except the pizza crust and the sauce.
Yeah. Or they're like, oh, I don't like tomatoes, so I just get the cheese.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's something some crazy woman would do.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our episode. Hope you guys liked it. And until next time.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Don't be a dick.
That too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.